This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is one that most of us as women are really going to be able to relate to. However, men are also impacted by this topic that we're going to be talking about, and the topic is, are your hormones making you fat, fatigued, and frustrated? And the chuckle in my voice is, as I was talking to my guest, Samantha Grant, and we tell you more about prior to this, and we were talking about the F's associated with hormones, and we just all started laughing so hard. So again, you can tell that this is just going to be a fun-filled show, but I had Samantha on my show back in March, and we were talking about inflammation, and I just got so many emails from all of you as listeners. So thank you for that, really saying to me, Carol, bring her back, bring her back. So that's exactly what we're doing today. And we're going to be talking about this hormone issue that we all seem to go through, some of us more so than others, and how that's really impacting our weight gain, why we can't seem to lose that weight, also the fatigue that's associated with the hormone imbalances in the body, and then also the frustration, that emotional well-being that gets compromised so much just because our hormones aren't sure what they're supposed to be doing. So again, my special guest is Samantha Grant. She's a certified nutritionist, and she's also an expert in hormone and metabolism correction. So going to be a very, very fun show. When I had her on before, we talked, as I mentioned, about inflammation, and we really talked about the connection between inflammation and arthritis, colitis, diverticulitis, and dermatitis, and all those itises that the physical body tends to display when we have this chronic inflammation issue. So again, I know that you're really going to enjoy it, and especially if you are gaining weight and you're holding on to that weight and it just doesn't seem to go away no matter what you do. When you cut back on calories, you cut back on the foods that you absolutely love, thinking if you give up those that you're going to lose weight as well. The exercise, whether that's walking or an actual going to a gym or anything, when those pounds just don't seem to want to come off and you start getting frustrated over the whole process, then possibly, probably, in actuality, it's going to come boil right down to the hormones. So I know that you're going to enjoy this show as well as I'm going to, and I am just all ears because I am really looking forward to learning a lot from Samantha. That's one of the gifts that she always brings to the show, is that wealth of knowledge that she has around the well-being of the body. In addition to discussing the impact of hormones, Samantha and I are actually going to be taking your calls. And prior to the show even starting, I was talking to my producer. The phone lines were absolutely lighting up. So if you do have a question for Samantha or myself or us in combination, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. And then also for international callers, you can dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. We're really looking forward to talking to you and sharing that wealth of information. A little bit about Samantha. As I mentioned, she's a certified nutritionist. She does specialize in hormone imbalances and the inflammation in the body and just being able to help the body and help you in the process mentally, emotionally, energetically, and even spiritually at that soulful level, getting back into your skin and being very comfortable with it. She's helped thousands of people get on their path to wellness. She actually specializes not only in correcting the metabolism irregularities and weight loss, but this hormonal imbalance that we have, and that she specializes in putting those hormones back into balance. She's been featured in national magazines and has appeared as a guest on the CBS hit show, The Doctors. You can actually go to her website. I'm going to have her share some information on how to do that. You can find out more about her interview on The Doctors. Very, very well done. She also works with A-list celebrities, heads of states, and VIPs in numerous industries, as well as people such as yourself and myself that are just plain overweight, tired, and frustrated. So a little bit more about Samantha is that she has extensive nutritional training along with graduate studies in homeopathic medicine. And what this does is it allows her the ability to access her clients' issues from a wide range, a broad perspective of holistic practices and a holistic perspective. Now, when she couples that with her experience both in Eastern and Western medical therapies, what she does is she really brings in a holistic approach. She has extensive background and training in vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, homeopathic remedies, Bach flowers, as well as Western Chinese and Ayurvedic herbs. She's a creator of a menu plan that was recently published in the book, The Fatigue Solution, Increase Your Energy in 8 Easy Steps. Fabulous book, I must say. She's a native of North Carolina. She completed her studies in nutrition at the American University of Complementary Medicine in Los Angeles. She's a member of the National Association of Nutrition Professionals. She lives in Los Angeles. She has a son. Let's see, I think he is. Did he just turn 7, Samantha?
Or did he just turn 8? Yeah, he just turned 7.
Well, very good. Well, without further ado, here's Samantha. My gosh, just a wealth of information. Hi, sweetie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. I'm so happy to be on the show again, and this is one of my absolute favorite topics. So we're going to cover a lot of material today. I'm very excited.
We sure are, and we're going to, you know, start with some of the basics and everything. But before we really jump in, and I know my listeners, I've got my lines, our lines are full now. But before we jump in, I just want to kind of tease you and tantalize all of you as the listeners. Samantha is actually starting a 14-day detox program that we're going to be talking more throughout the program on, the show on. And for any of you as my listeners that purchase this detox program, your name's going to be entered into a drawing to win that free copy of The Fatigue Solution. And again, outstanding book, easy to read. Information is very, very what I call layman from the standpoint that you don't have to have degrees to be able to figure all this out. Excellent job that's been done. Very simple process. All it is just coming back and committing to it. And I know Samantha's 14-day detox program is going to be doing that. So if you do purchase their detox program, then you're going to get it. Be entered in this drawing, and all you have to do is you have to mention, please, that you're a listener of the Carol Reitberger Show, and then you'll be into this drawing to be able to win this book. So, Sam, before we get started here, tell me a little bit more about this detox program.
Well, a lot of times our people don't think about detox and hormones. They seem like foreign concepts. But the liver is actually in charge of directing where our hormones go, which ones are removed from the body, and which ones are repurposed and recirculated and sent on their way. So the liver really directs the show in terms of our hormones, and that also includes cholesterol, which I know a lot of our population has cholesterol concerns. So this detox is wiping the slate clean. It's really enabling the liver to do its job to its best ability by eliminating toxins, helping actually decrease some harmful hormones that come into our system through our food supply, for instance. Some of our meats, most of our meats, unless you're buying organic and grass-fed, will have hormones. And our body has to figure out what to do with those. Some of them are very foreign to our body. Some of them actually mimic our hormones. Estrogen is one of the famous ones that gets mimicked quite frequently through plastics, which a lot of our food and drinks come in plastic containers. And so the liver's job really is to send those hormone mimickers, or those xenoestrogens, as we call them, out of the body so that they do not attach to our regular receptor sites, like our hormone receptors and our breast cells, our breast tissue. We want those receptors to be filled with our actual hormones, not with these hormone mimickers that we get through our environment. So this 14-day detox does that. It enables the liver to secrete those dangerous hormones. It also helps synthesize cholesterol more efficiently. And people do drop some weight when they do the detox. It's not a starvation. I don't believe in long-term fasting for weight loss. The liver needs protein to adequately detoxify. So it has it comes with a protein powder, a cleansing powder, a cleansing supplement, and a digestive formula, because most of us have impaired digestive and digestive function. We need some digestive enzymes. So it's a great way to jumpstart your health plan, especially now that summer's come upon us and we're going to be showing a little more skin than usual. so it's two detox shakes a day, a meal, a snack. It's very easy to do. You can eat out when you do the detox. It's not one of these really strict regimented programs, but it's really effective at helping the liver do its job optimally, which is what we need.
Exactly. And, you know, that liver is, you know, while the heart and all the other organs and glands are certainly important, that liver is the waste management plant. It's got so many activities that really is responsible for keeping that body into that state of balance. So let's go back and kind of go to the basics. When we're talking about hormones, you mentioned that we're talking about estrogen. And, of course, we get a lot of that faux estrogen or what I call faux estrogen from the way that it's fed and a lot of the different meats that we eat and everything. But when we're really talking about hormones, we're talking about what estrogen, are we talking about the stress hormones, adrenaline, cortisol? What hormones are we really looking at that can get out of balance, that can throw our whole well-being off?
Yes, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned the stress hormones, because that will really dictate the overall hormonal balance of the system as far as your stress levels and cortisol levels. We hear a lot about cortisol, and if you have elevated cortisol, you have belly fat. The two are definitely related, because the other hormone that often we don't think of as a hormone, but insulin. And so insulin is secreted by the pancreas. It's involved in carbohydrate metabolism. There are a lot of problems with insulin, especially in this country. Type 2 diabetes is an epidemic, and it is related to that imbalance in insulin, which when cortisol, so when our stress hormones, when our body is under an enormous amount of stress, our minds are under stress, so it doesn't have to mean like you're out running a marathon. It can be, you know, the everyday duties of sitting in traffic, driving to work, doing your job, picking up the kids, packing lunches. I mean, all of those things that we see in those Calgon commercials. You know, Calgon takes me away. All of that the body perceives as stress and reacts hormonally to those stressors in our environment. And one of the hormones that comes into play is insulin, because when your cortisol levels are elevated, your body is in that flight or fight mode. It's like attack, run from the tiger. Like back in when we were running from dinosaurs, it's like run. Even though there's not a real dinosaur, our bodies are under that stress. So the message to our body is, hey, we need energy. Send glucose quickly to the muscles. We've got to react. And so what happens is, because we're not actually running from a dinosaur, we end up with all this excess glucose in our bloodstream. And what that does is it increases our insulin levels. It causes us to crave carbohydrates, and it causes us to store fat, because insulin is a storage hormone. So those stress levels will impact our weight, because they are impacting that very important hormone insulin, which now will... Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Please finish, and then I'll ask a question.
So when you see that elevated insulin and blood glucose levels, where you see it on the body is that what we call love handle or muffin top. That is where that will show in the body, and then it will obviously show on a blood test. But sometimes it shows out on the outside where you actually pick it up on a blood test from your doctor.
And now this is talking specifically about this dynamics. This is impacting both male and female, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No one is immune from this. And in men, we see it when that cortisol level is elevated and the insulin is elevated. That can also drive down other hormones in women as well. It actually depletes. In women, it depletes progesterone. Mm-hmm. And so when we see that depletion in progesterone, then we see estrogen imbalance, and then ultimately we see the other hormones start HPA levels, which will directly affect their testosterone. So stress will deplete their testosterone levels. And so it is not just for women. I mean, I see more women in my practice, but I see a lot of men too. And this is a big issue, is that men are tired, and a lot of times they don't have the same outlets that women do for their stress. You know, they don't talk to their guy friends about their stress like we do with our girlfriends. It's a different dynamic based on the culture. And so they don't often have those outlets, and so it will show in a decrease in testosterone, which sometimes we equate that with sex drive, but it can also be just drive and passion for life. Like, they feel like they've lost their edge in their career. Sometimes we name that the midlife crisis. But a lot of times that is directly related to a decrease in DHEA, which will go down the chain and decrease testosterone.
So when we're really, you know, when I first started my own personal studies around being a medical intuitive and studying the endocrine system and everything, it became very apparent to me early on is that these hormones really do run the well-being or the lack of well-being of the physical body, don't they?
Yes. The pituitary is in charge. The pituitary sends the messages to the rest of the endocrine system. And so a lot of times we'll see in the medical speak here, we call that hypothalamus-pituitary axis. We'll see a miscommunication there. So then we're looking at thyroid function as well, which I know for a lot of listeners is a problem, underactive thyroid. Then we travel down. It's going to go to the pancreas. Talked about insulin and how it affects our carbohydrate metabolism. Then we have to look at the ovaries and how it's going to dictate how much DHEA, how much estrogen is released in terms. Also, then it's going to affect the adrenals. So you can see it's definitely a domino effect, and stress is a role in that. I think that's one of the main players, but also, you know, things that we do in our diet aggravate the hormonal balance as well. Excess carbohydrates are going to definitely imbalance your relationship with carbohydrates in terms of insulin control and fat loss and energy levels. That's one of the big chapters in the fatigue solution, is about blood sugar balance and how important that is for your overall energy and brain function as well. So we start to see that it's a big picture, and it's kind of like a spider web. I think of the endocrine system as a spider web, because there's so many connections, and one will affect another, and then that affects another. And and another way to look at it is directing a symphony. And you have to make sure every player is on the right note and everyone's playing the same music.
So, exactly.
It's a very complex system, but it's easy when you have someone like myself or a doctor or another nutritionist that's really schooled in this to really start to take it apart and see, okay, what is the root of this? Where does this start? Is it stress for you? Or is it that you've always been what we call estrogen dominant? For women, that will manifest as, you know, an early onset of their period or very painful periods, heavy periods. Fibroids, those are all clues to me that someone has been estrogen dominant for a long time. And simply adding a little bioidentical progesterone can help even out a lot of those unpleasant symptoms of estrogen dominance. So that's another aspect of when we're looking at hormonal balance. We're looking at that estrogen and progesterone ratio, making sure that they're in balance, because a lot of times, and as you know, I spoke of earlier, estrogen is one of those hormones that is mimicked in our bodies through plastics and hormone-treated meat. And so I find when I do hormone testing in my practice, I use a salivary sample. Most women are not deficient in estrogen, which is what I think the mainstream media and pharmaceutical companies like to tell us, because they all want us to take estrogen.
Exactly.
In the form of birth control pills and estrogen replacement therapy. But what I find when I actually test is it's not the estrogen. The estrogen is okay. It's usually a decrease in progesterone, which takes us back to that stress cascade. And when we're under stress, we deplete progesterone. So it's going to affect our sexual health and our sexual function. And also in women, you know, periods, menopause, perimenopause, all of that. A lot of it goes back to how we're managing our stress.
Exactly. I was at some things that you said just triggered some thoughts in me. A few weeks ago, I was at my husband's 60th class reunion. So all of you that are that around that age can appreciate. I mean, these are people that are 77, 78 years old. And the thing that I noticed first and foremost, Samantha, was the fact that they had tremendous amount of energy. They had they were very, very slim overall, you know, looking at the whole class that was still, you know, functioning and was able to come and everything. And so I really was curious about this, and I started talking to some of the people, and they lived in a little farming town, and they kept saying is that what they feel now is that where their bodies are is because they ate as close to the farm as possible, meaning that they were really eating foods that had a lot of naturalness. They weren't using a lot of the pesticides or a lot of the different things that are being used. So that really reinforces what you're saying, as the diet has become much more processed. We're more convenient, convenience-oriented because of our lifestyles and everything. What we're really doing is we're just impacting the delicate balance that the body just knows how to work with this until we start adding all these different things, correct?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more, and that's one of the messages I really try to stress in my practice, is eating as close to the earth as possible, like eating what your great-grandparents ate, you know,
mm-hmm.
eating before the 50s. Like that, you know, in the 50s is when we got those great inventions like margarine.
Exactly. Just, you know. I mean, they were eating butter, and I mean, these people were, my husband's friends were all talking about, you know, they put this margarine on the table for people, and, you know, when they put the bread out and everything, and most of them didn't eat the bread, honestly, and then they looked at it, and they kept asking the waiters, this butter or this margarine? Well, this is margarine over here, and they're saying, I'm not going to touch that. So our bodies really are adept at being able to work with that, the butter and some of the things that we talked about in the last show, some of the oils. But I think, again, it's all of this processing that I think is contributing to this balance in the body.
Absolutely, and it's those hormone mimickers that are in those convenient foods that we talk about, you know, plastic, and everything's in plastic these days, and also convenience in terms of factory farming. You know, if they inject the animals with these growth hormones and other enhancers, then they can grow animals faster and make more money. So it all trickles down to us, and it's really up to us as the consumer to say, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to seek out other ways. I'm going to seek out other forms, other ways to get my meat. You know, I'm lucky here in Southern California because we have a large selection of where to buy our meat. We can be a little more choosy. But, you know, people that live outside of metropolitan areas, you can do mail order. There are a lot. Mm-hmm. U.S. Wellness Meats is one. There are many companies that will deliver right to your door grass-fed, organic meats, which I think are really, really important, because we just don't know the long-term ramifications of ingesting these hormone-laden meats. And I see it in young girls, too. I see puberty coming on so much sooner, and I think a lot of that is due to the hormones in the meat. And also, you know, this is a touchy subject for people, but I'm anti-soy products, mm-hmm. because I do see that, I mean, soy is a very powerful estrogen. It's a phytoestrogen. It's a plant estrogen. And
right.
I just get really concerned with all the processing, you know, speaking about processing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at a soybean, I grew up on in North Carolina. My dad farmed soybeans. I know what a soybean looks like. And let me tell you, it looks nothing like a piece of bacon. nothing like ice cream.
That's very true. And then the other thing that I always laugh about while we're on that subject, so I'll join in with you, is that it just absolutely amazes me that you can take a piece of bacon and 6 months later it looks the same way it did the first time you bought it. For me, that's always an indicator if there isn't deterioration in it,
yeah.
or it doesn't change the way it looks, it's probably going to change that hormone balance that's in the body itself. So
yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And who knows what else it's going to be doing at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, there are foods that are beneficial, and there are foods that are detrimental, and I put soy in the not-so-great category. If it's fermented soy, like a tempeh or a natto or miso, that is better for the body than something like these fake bacon or fake ice cream. There's so many alternatives. I mean, coconut milk ice cream is one of my favorites because I'm dairy-free because of sensitivities. And, you know, coconut is a wonderful food. Got a really bad rap back in the day, but it's because it's the hydrogenated oils that are the problem. Pure coconut oil is wonderful for your thyroid, great for cholesterol levels. I even read a study recently where it's used to treat Alzheimer's. I mean, in one of the treatment protocols. So, you know, like you said, we're talking about butter and, like, don't be afraid of those good fats. They actually help with the conduction of proper hormone messages when we have those good, healthy fats. Flax is another one that I love. Ground flaxseed, I have that in my detox shake. Had it this morning. Avocados, all the stuff we talked about in the inflammation call. It's like if you start looking at as these foods as your pharmacy, you can see they treat a wide variety of disorders that we are inundated with now.
Exactly. Well, let's hang on to that because I want to talk more about the fact of the foods and the foods that we can eat or we should add to our diet. And the other ones, frankly, like you've started mentioning, that we ought to take out of our diet because, again, what we're really looking at is how does this impact this natural balance in the physical body's ability to work with the hormones and the way that they're designed. I want to jump in real quick, and then we'll take a commercial break. Let's take Beth from Maine. Hi, Beth, line one.
Hi, Carol. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, hon. How can we help you?
Wow. I'm really absorbing and connecting with this show. It's amazing. You were talking about the cortisol. I just had a blood test yesterday for cortisol. I was calling, but, you know, there's so much going on with my body, and we don't have time for the show. But, you know, in relation to the cortisol, I have adrenal fatigue. And I'm perimenopausal, and, you know, there's a lot going on with my body, but what's happening is my body is failing faster and faster. It's breaking down. I've been living disabled and in chronic pain for decades, and things are getting worse by the week. Going for an MRI tomorrow on my lumbar, on my neck, and my hips are really giving me trouble now, and I really want to know what you see going on. Why is this breaking down so quickly on me?
Well, you know, Sam, I'm going to pass this one over to start with you, sweetie, because I know that you have a lot of things you could share there.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they tested your blood, do you remember if your cortisol was high or low?
They just drew it yesterday, so I don't have the results yet.
Okay, because
I have adrenal fatigue, and I have fibromyalgia too, so I'm always extremely exhausted. And because I'm fighting chronic pain all the time, and the pain is increasing, there's more. My body is fighting more and more, and the more I fight, the more tired I become.
Yeah, and I think your doctor was very smart to do your cortisol level because when doctors do a cortisol level, they're usually looking for pathology or disease. They're not really looking at function like adrenal fatigue. Most doctors, when you say adrenal fatigue, they kind of get a blank stare or they actually poo-poo it. But your doctor's probably checking to make sure you don't have something like Addison's disease, which would be a severely low cortisol level and would have a lot of ramifications, and it has to do with the pituitary gland. And it would explain, like, some of the other symptoms that you're describing in terms of the deterioration of your body. So I think that is always the first step when you have such severe symptoms like you do, is exactly what you did, to get a test to rule out something, you know, serious, like a disease. In terms of adrenal fatigue in general, I'm not sure who gave you that title or if they're also working with you in terms of supplements, but one very simple thing is vitamin C. Vitamin C, the adrenals use more vitamin C than any other organ in the body. And if you've had a lot of trauma in your life, then you're probably really deficient in your vitamin C level.
I have had a lot of trauma. very traumatic life.
Mm-hmm. So you can even, with vitamin C, we don't store vitamin C. We're the only mammals that don't actually store vitamin C, so we have to take it in every day. And so one way to take in vitamin C is to kind of test your threshold to see how much your body really needs, is to start with like 1,000 milligrams every couple hours. And when you reach the point of a loose stool, then you know that's your quota of vitamin C, and that's how much you should be taking. Some people have to go up to like 10,000 milligrams to get the loose stool. Yeah, so you could be really deficient in vitamin C, and something as simple as that could really make a difference in your quality of life and how you feel on a daily basis.
What I've been taking is ashwagandha, and I mix it with Tulsi tea.
Yes, love that.
I mix it with that. That's what the doctor, because she's holistic. She's a DO, she's my GP, and she's holistic. So,
fantastic.
And I take magnesium, too.
Yes.
So when
great
you mentioned the stool, but it's affecting my intestines more than my muscles. So with the vitamin C, I'd have to be careful trying to reach my limit because, what were you going to say?
For the magnesium, a lot of times the form will make a difference. So, for instance, if you're having trouble with the loose stools with the magnesium, you may want to look at a magnesium malate.
Yeah, in fact, when I was with her the other day, the doctor the other day, she told me to call, which I did the other day. She says, what kind of magnesium are you taking? So I relayed that to the girls the other day, and she will now know. And then the next time I see her, she'll follow up on that.
Yes.
That's cool, you know?
Yeah, she'll probably change the form because there are some forms that have less of that side effect than others.
Yeah.
Good information, Beth. The other thing is, sweetie, is that, you know, psychologically, while you're doing all the rest of that stuff, let's just get a lot of that burden that you've been carrying on your shoulders and on your back off of you and get some of that resentment that's also built up naturally. So don't condemn yourself. It's not that you're bad or anything. It's just part of the, you know, the residual of all the things that you've experienced, but you can do some guided imagery. You might look at working with someone with some hypnotherapy just to be able to get some of this sense of this burden that I keep picking up on you that just seems like you're carrying a whole bunch of little babies on your hips, a whole bunch of the weight of the world. I just keep coming up with that. And then the other thing is, and I say it with love, but I'm going to say it, sweetie, don't hold yourself responsible for everything that's happened in your life. While we do create our existence, the reality of it is sometimes we're not the lead role. Sometimes we're a player in somebody else's dynamics. And your life has certainly had a lot of others that have certainly pulled you in the directions that has put you into this particular place. So you can, there's tools that you can use. And then working with the body, you know, that psychological component, and then all the things that Sam shared with you, all of those things are just going to make you feel lighter. You're going to start feeling more energy. You'll find yourself getting much more engaged in life, both emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And then those little steps will get you to a place where you can actually measure some progress. Maybe they're baby steps, but measure some progress. And then that will give you back that hope that I know is inside, and I know that Sam feels it as well, that's inside, that you keep wanting to do things and to get you out of that pattern of being helpless. And that truly, truly is the fact that you've been carrying this responsibility for so long in your life, even as a little girl, sweetie. So those are some of the things you can add to that as well.
You are amazing. You have hit everything on the head. You know, I'm starting to socialize, and everything that you just said, we don't have time to go touch on, but all my life I've been a human shock absorber. Mm-hmm. And you're right about being part of other people's, you know, role. I'm part of their play. It's not always what I create. I'm part of their shot, so to speak. And, I've been a human shock absorber, Carol. I feel that has been a significant factor in my health.
Exactly. Sam, you have something you want to say, sweetie, and then we'll go to commercial break? Did you have something?
I just think everything you said was perfect. And that's exactly, it makes sense, she says, when you say human shock absorber. That's exactly what
you know, and the thing with vitamin C is that actually the body loves it. It loves it. And so all the things that Sam shared, I mean, I always learn from her. Oh, my gosh. You know, the plastic with the hormones. I mean, I didn't even quite that. Duh. And then the other part of it is the vitamin C. You know, I ask people ask me all the time, Carol, how do I know how much vitamin C? So Samantha gave us the answer. So, Beth, thank you, sweetie, for the call. I appreciate your supporting the show and joining Samantha and I. And what I'd like to do is take a very quick commercial break. Samantha Grant is going to be coming back with me. We're going to be talking more about the impact of hormones on our weight and on our frustration and on that fatigue that the body feels. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back, and if you are just joining me, today I have a very special guest, Samantha Grant, a certified nutritionist. But the real exciting part, and Sam, I didn't mean to cut you off on the exciting part of what you do, but I'll tell you what, we are learning so much in this show about how hormones really do make us fat, fatigued, and frustrated, those three Fs that we deal with so often, both male and female. Females, we have a few more dynamics that go on, just the way that we deal with stress. We talked a little bit in the beginning of the show about the impact on the liver with the hormone imbalances and how it really inhibits its job to be able to be that waste management plant that it's really designed to as one of its functions. So it's really been a show that is just rich with information. I know this segment, you're going to find the same thing. Samantha and I are going to be taking your calls. We don't have much time for many more, but please do try to get in on the line. You can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, 877-230-3062. Just please do dial your international calling code. I also would like to invite you to attend my May Your Health teleclass. The teleclasses are free. The topic for May is tinnitus, and I'm going to be talking about the tinnitus as far as the ringing in the ears, but I'm going to also be looking at it holistically. I always come in and look at a general description, share that with you, some of the clinical aspects of it, but the psychological aspects, the energetic aspects of it, as well as how it maps in the chakra system, and then offering a myriad of different suggestions, alternative therapies that you can look at to be able to deal with tinnitus. Tinnitus can be the result sometimes of high blood pressure, Meniere's disease, various different things, but it also can have to do, believe it or not, with hormone imbalances. That's something that I've learned. And then also stress is a major contributor. So the teleclass is free. It's actually May 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It is free. All you have to do is go to my website and register at www.reitberger.com. As long as you're on the line, then everything is free. And then what I'm going to be doing shortly thereafter, the teleclass itself, I always offer an audio download of the teleclass and then a printable PDF that goes into a lot more detail than I can actually cover in that 60-minute teleclass. So if you suffer from ringing in the ears, that buzzing, humming, chirping, whistling, and that hissing that seems to be there, especially when you don't have that background noise that we get that white noise where the ringing of the ears becomes the white noise. If you have it or a friend has it or a loved one has it, please tell them about my teleclass on May 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time and have them register online at www.richtberger.com. Well, Samantha, we've got a couple of calls that are here. I do want to go in, but before we go and we start talking some more about this real impact of hormones, then what I'd like to do is tell us how we can learn more. Give us a website, talk to us about this 14-day detox program you have, and then also about this book. It's very exciting.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. My website is samfgrant.com. That middle initial is F as in Fisher. There's a ton of information on my website. I have a lot of free articles on hormones and detoxification. I also do a lot of recipes, which is what's in the book I did with Dr. Quinar, The Fatigue Solution, Increase Your Energy in 8 Easy Steps. I designed a 2-week energy fuel matrix menu plan. It helps with energy levels. It also helps with blood sugar control, which is something we touched on earlier in the call with insulin. And one of the steps in the fatigue solution is get your gut in shape, and that includes a detoxification. Carol mentioned I have a brand new 14-day detox that I'm facilitating. And really, if you suffer from joint pain, impaired thinking, you know, you just have foggy thinking lately, sinusitis, dull skin, insomnia, gastritis, IBS, fatigue, mood swings, the 14-day detox really helps you get a jump start on all of those conditions. And a lot of my clients report back to me that they even have a decrease in their blood pressure. They get better sleep, clearer thinking, improved mood. Their joint pain disappears. Their digestion improves. Their skin is glowing. People are like, what are you doing? One of my clients was walking down the street in New York, and saw a friend from high school. She's like, what are you doing? You look amazing. She's like, oh, I'm doing this 14-day detox. And there's more information, and also for Carol's listeners, any of you that purchase the 14-day detox will be entered into a drawing to win a free copy of The Fatigue Solution this month. So I'm very excited to be able to offer that to you. It's really a guidebook on everything we've talked about in this call, about your hormone levels, about sleep, about blood sugar, about detox. It really is a wonderful book. I'm very proud to be associated with it. You'll get a lot of information that you can take to your doctor, practical information you can do for testing, and, of course, the delicious, easy recipes that I outline for you in the book. So I encourage you to visit my site. There's information about how to get the book, how to get the detox. Send me an email. Would love to hear from you. And also sign up for my free newsletter that I send out.
Well, and I'm going to really ditto all of that, and especially about the book and the recipes and so forth and your plan in it. Again, the thing that I really love is the minute somebody says detox, of course, my, you know, brain shuts down because it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to fast. That's not what this is about. The other part of it is that something in the brain goes in and goes, oh, I'm going to starve to death. And that's not about that. And it's something that, you know, when you have a busy life and you have to live life while you're in the midst of all of it, you can really use a lot of what Samantha shares in the book. So, again, I really do encourage you to look at the detox program and then enter the drawing. And if nothing else, please go buy that book. It really is life-changing. So, Samantha, let's go ahead and jump in. I do want to take Charles from Toronto and his call. He's been on the line for a while and offer any information. Then we're going to jump back and kind of wrap up the show as far as hormones.
Hello, Carol and Samantha. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, hi, Charles. So I've got a word on here, frustrated.
Yes, I'm not fatigued, I'm not fat, but I'm very frustrated.
All right, so you're one of those three Fs. How can we help you?
Well, I started a healing journey a number of months ago and really thought I could heal myself.
Right.
It was related to a colon cancer.
Correct.
And as that journey concluded, what happened was it spread to my liver. Now, I've had some surgery just a few weeks ago to get the colon fixed, and it seems to be all fine and dandy, but now I'm working on the liver. So I'm curious. I just happened to be getting some blood tests, and I just happened to request some hormone level checks while they're doing them. And I'm very interested in detoxing my liver, which is the major concern right now. So any help there would be much appreciated.
Okay, Sam, you want to jump in?
Yeah, well, I think, especially since you've had some procedures already, that a detox would definitely help your liver. The detox that I use is very gentle and will not interact with medications that you're using. So it's something you don't have to worry about if you are doing any medicine. Because the liver, as we said earlier, it has a big job. In addition to making hormones, it has to filter out all the toxins that we breathe, things we put on our skin, and things that we put on our mouth, in our mouth. And I find that most conditions will improve with a liver detox. If nothing else, you'll just feel better through the day. You probably have some digestive issues, I'm imagining, with the colon cancer diagnosis. And so the detox also has a good amount of fiber, which is the scrubber for the colon. It actually cleans the walls of the colon, helps take out toxin and debris. So I feel that a detox like that would be ideal for you. And also making sure that your diet has plenty of cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. Those particular vegetables are crucial for proper hormone balance and also for liver detoxification because the amount of sulfur that's contained in those vegetables, also garlic and onion. And so I would encourage you to even add that to the detox smoothie. You could add in, I have one client that actually puts spinach and broccoli in the detox shake, and it tastes really good because you mix it with a little bit of fruit, and the detox powder itself and the protein have a really pleasant flavor. Again, as we mentioned, it's not starvation. So with your meals, I would always suggest that you have. And the detox comes with a great 9-page booklet that I've outlined all the best foods to eat for liver health. So I think that would benefit you greatly, even after you did a 14-day detox, to incorporate those foods, if you're not already doing so, into your diet. And think of it as just the way you eat and not a diet. But the vegetables that I mentioned are really crucial for you, as well as green tea. Make sure that
that's part of my frustration, because I've changed my diet almost completely. Mm-hmm. I'm almost completely vegetarian. I'd say 98%. I eat all the vegetables that you indicated. Mm-hmm. And I drink the green tea, and things got worse on me. That's really part of frustration.
Yeah, and the thing is with that, Charles, is that, you know, again, I'll give you a little bit different picture, and Sam, I'll bring you back in, sweetie, is that in that liver, everything that happens in the body, in the mouth, and on the skin, like Sam said, goes to that liver. Now, there's been some real major changes, as you and I have been touching base with each other on all of this, is that you really turned your perspective around about life, what's important. We've talked about the fact that you were buried in a job, you were doing things that you thought you were making a difference, and you did to some degree. So you've done a lot of the different things, but that has changed all that. But just think of the fact that the reason that the cancer, whether it's colon cancer, any cancer, ends up in the liver itself is because it's designed to basically try to rid the body of anything that has harm, that's harmful to it. The liver is also, as you know, a very exquisite organ from the standpoint that we can remove most of it, and in 6 months it grows itself back. But one of the things in the neurosciences that we're learning about the liver and about the dynamics between the liver and the brain is that when cells reproduce themselves in the human body, they reproduce themselves in the memory that that previous cell was holding. So, for example, in the colon with colon cancer, a cell is produced on a regular basis, knows that it goes to the colon. It will actually replicate that cancer to some degree, waiting for the trigger or the enzyme to trigger it that way. But what we do know now with the liver cells and with the brain cells, Charles, is they are absolutely what we call virgin. They're pure. They aren't born with a memory that comes back with a, you know, kind of the memory before it. So if that rings true to you, what you can do is all the work you've done in the meditation, the visualization, reprogram those brand new cells on a daily basis through breathing and oxygenation, but bring those cells in and kind of put them in front of you in a visual perspective and program them to good health. Program them to not turn into an unhealthy cell. Program them to be healthy, to do their job, whatever you want that to be, and reprogram. This is a phenomenal breakthrough in the neurosciences that we're finding. Now, is that going to eliminate the cancer in the liver itself? No. But what it will do is it will eliminate the ability for those cells to go rogue, meaning going somewhere else, because they will lose their ability to survive. They'll lose their ability to absorb the glucose the way that they need to in order to survive. So there's going to be some major changes that are going to happen. And just see those healthy cells like we did in guided imagery when we first started this neurological approach to healing illness. See those as being, you know, guardian angel cells, whatever you want them to be. And what they're going to do is they're going to seek those cancer cells out. And it isn't, don't go with the intent, excuse me for saying it that way, but sweetie, don't go with the intent to basically kill those cells. Go with the intent to starve them. There's where you want to go. Because when we do that, we change the insulin that Sam has talked about. We change the dynamics of the hormones in the body. We can actually starve them to the point where they will go through their natural maturation. They will die and they will not replenish, replace, reproduce at a faster rate and then metastasize somewhere else.
Okay. Certainly sounds like a plan.
Absolutely. So again, you know, and thank you for going through the procedures on the colon. You've been on my mind a great deal. I know all the work that you've done and the support and everything that you have. It just felt like when I touched you about 3-4 weeks ago, honestly, it's like, oh, we just need to go in and just let's deal with that part of it. So now let's do the same thing that we're doing and work with the liver. Sam, we've just got a couple minutes, sweetie. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, I did want to add, he said that things got worse, and a lot of times I see that happen in the body, and I'm sure you've seen this too, Carol. It's what we call a healing crisis. When you do an about-face and you change your diet and you're making all these improvements, the body, it's almost like it's shocked, and it's working really hard. The sense I get is that his body, Charles, your body is working extremely hard to overcome these cancer cells, and so that can be interpreted as things are getting worse, but I see that as a really good sign that your body is engaged and is fighting.
And the reality go ahead.
I'm remaining very optimistic that this will resolve itself one way or another. I accept where I'm at, and I'll take any support I can get.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love you for that. I've loved you from the first time that I've talked to you. I love you for that. So anyway, and again, as I've said before, keep me posted. I'm going to send out lots of good energy. And just again, remember that the cancer cells are going to where the reason they go to the liver is they're going to the place that we're most capable of being able to get rid of them, starve them, and do everything else. And what Sam shared and the work that you've done. Great job. Great job. So we'll just keep working on it.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thanks, Sam. So I heard you mention, we've only got a couple minutes, but I do want to get this in here. You mentioned that you actually do some saliva testing for the hormone test itself. Is that what you recommend?
I do. Saliva is cheaper than blood testing, and it gives you a much bigger picture of what's going on, and you can do them in profile. So you can do most of the time I'll do estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, as the three sex hormones, and then there's the adrenal stress index, which I love, which is an adrenal profile, which is a circadian profile, so you do it in the morning, the noon, afternoon, and evening, which will tell us your cortisol levels through the day. It gives us a lot of really other important information, like if you have a food sensitivity, which can also wreak havoc on your hormones, especially if you're, this is one really important message, if you have hypothyroidism, you should definitely be gluten-free. You can read more about gluten on my website, samfgrant.com, but particularly that disorder will respond favorably if you eliminate gluten products from your diet, as well as many others, but particularly hypothyroid. And also on my website, there is extensive information about the test panels and what they test for and lots of information there.
Well, my gosh, again, once again, I don't know where these hours go. They're just so quick. So we're going to have you back. You and I can kind of discuss where we want to go with it. But, you know, this is really a great subject. Learned so much. Thank you so much, Samantha, for joining us today. And, again, remember to check out our 14-day detox program. If you do sign up for the program, you actually get your name entered into a drawing for the book that she's offering. Wonderful, wonderful things. Light and love to all of you. Have a great week. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.